The MVP celebrated in the pregame of the Warriors-Trailblazers Game 5 of the Western Conference Semifinals. And soon after, Stephen Curry continuing with the MVP magic, with the Warriors facing another strong challenge from Portland. Curry and Klay Thompson responding. Klay with a game-high 33 points and 6 trays. And Curry with some clutch late threes on the way to 29 points. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors Sound game recap and the Warriors moving on to the Western Conference Finals to face the winner of the Oklahoma City Thunder-San Antonio Spurs series, taking this series against the Trailblazers 4-1. And we start by listening into Steph and Draymond Green at the podium.
It's just kind of been a long 3 days with just having come back and then fly home and have the day we had yesterday and then turn around and have a game. So. All that said, we, as a team, we all pretty much had to go through it. I think we started off a little slow, but found our edge and our competitiveness, and were able to find enough juice down the stretch to win. So it was ended up being a great night.
Steph, how impressed were you with CJ McCollum's performance there in that fourth quarter? As a guy who's just coming into his own, but I mean, 16 points in that fourth quarter.
I mean, he was tough. He kept his foot on the gas pedal, made some tough shots, took advantage of some offensive rebounds and had the confidence to keep shooting and knock him down. So he did what he could to keep his team in the game. And, you know, he's a talented player, so that's what you expect. And I'm sure he's only going to get better as they go forward. So that's why it was kind of just a grinded out series, you know, every game we played against them, because they are a very talented team as a whole. And you know, when they make threes, it's tough to separate yourself. So you just had to grind it out.
Draymond, how's your ankle and what happened to it? Your mom tweeted out that you had tweaked it in the game before.
it's a bit sore for sure. I went up and it was on the transition play where I got fouled by Crabbe. I went up, he kind of hit me, and I lost balance a little bit and came down on the side of it. But, you know, it's definitely something that's been, you know, reoccurring a bit. Same thing happened last year in the playoffs. I sprained it, like, the second round and got it almost every game after that. And, you know, so, you know, these few days off will be good for me. What is it, 4 days off or six or whatever it is. You know, it'll be good to rest up and, you know, do some strengthening up and, you know, get with our training staff and, you know, try to get it back right as much as possible. But, I mean, it's one of those things where once you do it, it kind of lingers on. So it's just something that, you know, I got to do what I can do for it right now. And if it happens again, just deal with it.
Steph, I know when you've missed a lot of time, it takes some time to get in rhythm. You kind of battle yourself a little bit. There can be some thinking involved. Both Monday and tonight, earlier in the game, it looked like you were, but then obviously late was when you're at your best. Was that when it just kind of like crunch time, don't have to think, react, and you kind of got back in your flow?
Yeah, I mean, when you miss that much time, it's just hard to kind of just, you know, get into the flow of the game. And it goes from being you and two coaches rebounding you for you while you shoot jumpers to 9 other guys on the floor and a lot of moving parts. So just have to stick with it. It was a huge adrenaline rush in Portland to get through that fourth quarter and overtime, feeding off of energy of my teammates. And then tonight, kind of the same deal. We really needed that energy from the home crowd to just find a way to, you know, have some huge offensive possessions and then get some stops down the stretch. So I was happy to be a part of it, obviously. It's nice to be back and just figure it out.
Over here. This is for both of you. What are the benefits of having a team push you like they pushed you guys? And going into that next series that you go into, what do you get from this going into that one?
I mean, the playoffs is what you expect. I mean, we're at home and, you know, playing a team like Portland, that's a talented team. You can't expect them, especially in a closeout game, to, you know, blow a team out or whatnot. And, you know, we played decent. We didn't play, you know, amazing, but we did, you know, enough to get the job done. And it just battle tested us in those, you know, clutch kind of possessions down the stretch to find a way to get some stops and, you know, lock in offensively and just try to execute. So, We know it's only going to get tougher as we go forward. The intensity, the atmosphere, the pressure is going to build. Just have to rely on, like you said, the experiences of this series, the last series, and what we've learned about ourselves as we keep going.
Steph, two things.
Cut me off.
One thing, how is your knee? How's it feeling? All that stuff. And the other thing for both of you guys, are you guys a better team right now than you were at this point last year going into the conference finals?
My knee's fine. I'll be all right. It's going to be sore, like Draymond said. At this point, it's just continue to get treatment, be ready for each game, deal with whatever discomfort you have, and go out and play. What was the second part?
Are you guys a better team now than you were at this point?
What would you say?
I think it's two complete different years. I wouldn't necessarily say we're better. We're more seasoned, and that may make us better, you know, because we've been through so much. The experience, you know, I think makes us better. You know, we know how to handle things. We know how to stay poised. So I think if anything, that will make us better. And some guys have gotten better individually, and when that happens, you get better as a team.
Steph, on that last shot with 24 seconds left, was that just a matter of doing what you've done all season, and how much do you live for those moments with the ball in your hands and the team looking for a big shot?
You know, it's what you practice every day for and go through the regular season to be in those kind of moments and just let your mind free, have confidence, and try to knock down a shot, make a play. So, I was just in that situation, trying to make a read after they switched the pick and roll, and just have confidence in whatever I decided to do at that point. And obviously, I was, you know, to shoot a three and thankfully went in.
It's a question for both you guys. This year was harder, right? There were more injuries. You had injuries. Steve Kerr was injured for a lot of the year. More painful, or was it harder in other ways in the sense that teams came at you as the defending champs?
I think it presented different challenges for us, you know, with, like you said, with some of the injuries we dealt with, and, you know, with Coach Kerr being out, you know, it's that presented a different challenge, but Luke was great. You know, so I think then, you know, being the defending champs, like you stated, teams are coming at you every single night. So in that aspect, those things made it a little tougher. But then I also think having that year under our belt in this system helped out. You know, making a run to the finals and winning the championship, going through that helped out. You know, so I think there were different challenges. I wouldn't necessarily say it was that much harder, but there were different challenges than last year.
Draymond, do you have a preference, Spurs or Thunder? Is there a matchup where you guys think one way or the other, or is it a coin flip?
No, I don't have a preference. Regardless of which team we play, it's going to be tough. So, you know, and we know that. So I'm going to enjoy this one tonight. Enjoy closing this series out because, number one, didn't want to go back to Portland. And play, that crowd was amazing. You know, and they're tough there. You know, just happy to be done with this series. That was a tough series. And that's a team who continued to fight, you know, a lot of talent. A lot of guys stepped up huge, you know, for them in this series. So, you know, just looking at this series and seeing 4-1, it didn't feel like that. You know, it was a very tough series. And, you know, I gained a lot of respect, you know, for those guys, you know, because the way they fought, you know, obviously behind Dames and CJ Lee, you know, and then the way everybody else filled in, whether it was Crabb coming off the bench, stepping up huge. Aminu had a huge series. You know, Mo Harkless stepped up. I mean, everybody stepped up. So I'm happy to be finished with this series, and I'm going to enjoy this one tonight, and we'll see who we play then, but I don't have a preference. So enjoy this one for now.
Draymond, I know you need a physical recharge. How about mental recharge after a tough series like this, particularly at the halfway point of your goal in the playoffs? I mean, Steph, you could answer this too. I mean, is this a good time to take a 4 to 6 day break?
I think it is. You know, you sometimes a lot of people worry about, you know, if that's going to make you rusty or not. Usually if it do, that lasts for a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half, and it's something that you can bounce back from. But the rest, I think, goes much further than the rust. And so, you know, I think obviously, you know, with myself going down, well, not going down, but kind of tweaking my ankle today and, you know, a few other things going on, and Steph's knee and Bogey going down today, the physical is definitely big for us right now. But I think in a regular circumstances where everybody's healthy, the mental goes way further, because, like, just the stress of knowing, like, I got a game today. Your entire day is stressful. And so, you know, not having that stress for 5 days allows you to recharge and, you know, really get ready to go again. So I think, you know, this comes at a great time for us, and, you know, we're definitely going to try to take advantage of it.
Steph, Jet from the World Journal. You got 14 points in the fourth quarter when you hear, you know, fans said MVP, MVP. What's your emotion about this?
I mean, they support us, you know, thick and thin, no matter if it's a regular season game or, you know, a big night like tonight in a closeout situation with the ceremony and everything. So we appreciate that love, that support. This is a We get spoiled every night coming into this arena and feeding off of that energy and that vibe. So, you know, it's fun, and you appreciate those kind of moments in particular. So, it gives us a huge home court advantage for sure.
Great, thank you.
I will have to say one thing though. You got to talk about, I don't know, Clay was in here earlier. That dude had the best series I think I've ever seen him play. On both ends of the floor, defending Dame, exhausting all his energy to make it uncomfortable for him and what he's able to do offensively. Hopefully that doesn't get lost in, you know, our series and the way that we played as a team, because you look down and do that 33 points and chase Dame around for all 34 minutes he's on the court. So shout out to him for him elevating his game on both ends of the floor. I had to say that. Thank you.
After this 125-121 series clinching win, this is what we heard from Coach Kerr.
First of all, I just want to say congrats to the Blazers for a fantastic season. That's a terrific basketball team. Extremely well coached. They play together. They've got great leadership. It's not often that you play against a team in the playoffs and admire them at the same time, but I admire what they do. And Terry just did a phenomenal job when you think about what they lost, four starters in the offseason. Nobody expected them to do what they did. Just a fantastic series. We had to fight and scrap and claw and do everything possible. And it's a tough team to guard and a tough team to play against. But again, much respect.
Steve, you lose Bogut in the first half. You lose Draymond for at least several minutes there. What was that like on the sideline? Did you know what's Andrew's status, I guess? And was it just kind of a survival test there in the final?
Yeah, it felt like we were running on fumes a little bit at the end. You know, between Draymond's ankle and, you know, Bogut's not playing at all in the second half. But, you know, we talk about our depth all the time. We rely on it. I thought Anderson gave us great minutes. Mo Spates had a good second half, and, you know, a lot of people played really well and made big plays. You know, Clay's shooting was incredible tonight, and then, you know, the way Steph finished the game, that step-back shot to put it to a five-point lead it's probably a shot only he can make. So we've got, you know, I thought a gutty effort from a lot of guys. It wasn't our best stuff, but we got it done.
Steve, we saw you started and saw you finish. We know you probably weren't happy with the way you started, but assess how you started, the way you defended the three-point shot, and also the way you finished.
Well, in the first half, I thought what killed us was the three-point line and the free throw line. If I'm not mistaken, they were shooting 40% at halftime, which is obviously a great number for us to hold a team to, but they had made 9 threes, and I think they had been to the line 21 times, if I'm not mistaken. So too many fouls, and some long rebounds hurt us, but that's going to happen against this team the way they play. But I just thought we responded well. We fought hard. We made some mistakes that kept us from ever extending our lead. Some turnovers in transition that really hurt because they ended up being layups at the other end. But we finished the game. You know, it wasn't perfect, but we got it done. Steph made his free throws, and we got a couple of stops when we needed them.
Steve, I know obviously you could have got a sweep would be better perhaps because you're done quicker, but how great of a series is this in preparing you for the next round? It was fairly short, just five games, but you battled. You had to battle every night, got tested by the Blazers.
You know, every series is different. You face different challenges, different offenses, different talent, and this was a pretty unique series just given the way Portland plays. There's not a lot of teams who play like they do. They put a lot of pressure on your perimeter defense, and they space the floor beautifully, and they've got a couple of good bigs with Plumlee and Davis who take up space and get rebounds and do a nice job. So they were tough to guard, and anytime you win a series, you're just relieved, and then you move on, and at that point, you have a brand new set of challenges. So this was a great series, and happy we pulled through, and now we'll get a little rest and see what happens on the other side of the bracket.
Steve, projecting it out, you know, beyond this season, how impressed were you with Portland in this series? And then also, you know, do you see this being a rivalry for the future between you guys and them?
Well, we're no longer division rivals like we used to be, but it's a natural rivalry given how good Damian and Steph are and the fact that they're very similar. Who knows? They've got a lot of good young players. I know they're well stocked in terms of not only their current talent but cap room, and so they have the potential to get even better. But I'll be honest, I played in Portland a year, and I loved the franchise when I played there. I loved the fan base. Reminds me a lot of the Warriors fan base. So I'm really happy to see the team doing well and the progress they've made and where they're heading. But doesn't mean I'm looking forward to playing them. They're tough.
Steve, in those final moments, would you say it was more Steph get the ball or get the ball to Steph?
Exactly. We didn't really execute that well down the stretch. It was mostly just, you know, Steph making a play. We called a timeout and we ran a play. We turned it over. We didn't get much. Draymond was kind of hobbled. I thought he had a dunk on one sequence late in the game, but I don't think he could move well enough, so he kicked it back out to the perimeter, and we missed a shot. But, Steph is Steph, and I think our fans are used to it. I'm used to it. Our staff is. He just makes these incredibly difficult shots, and it's quite a weapon to have.
I know you don't want too long of a break in between rounds in the playoffs normally, but considering Bogut, Green, Steph still working his way back, and maybe Clay needing a little bit of a blow after kind of a tough series. Is this a good time for an extended break?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely need a few days. I mean, Steph has been back, obviously, two games now, but he's not 100%. So I think this will be good for him to at least get a couple of days to get off the knee and get some treatment. And we'll see how Bogut and Draymond do. We could use a little rest.
Steve, have you seen Curry score over Bogut like he did when he saved that ball and then actually shot right over him on the baseline there in the first quarter?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of a crazy play. I think it started with Barbosa's pass, and Steph saved it. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah. That was I think Steph's first three that he made in the game, and he made a great play just to save it, and then Bogut was smart to be where he was and get the ball right back to Steph. So I think our fans like that one a lot.
Finally, here's what Klay Thompson had to say in the post game.
We know what it takes to win the playoffs. It's extremely hard. And, yeah, you know, the Blazers made it. I mean, that might be the closest five-game series of all time. And we only had one game where we really won handily. So give them a lot of credit. They're, you know, offensive powerhouse. And I think guys just, you know, it wasn't a collective effort. I mean, it wasn't an individual thing. When Steph went out, we did it collectively, and that's what you got to do to make up for those. You know, you saw it tonight how many times he bailed us out, and that's what we obviously miss. But we had so many guys step up, and that's going to, you know, pay dividends for the rest of the playoffs.
There were times tonight when you got on a nice roll, you were shooting the ball a lot, and there were other times when you hardly touched the ball. Did you have to take a different approach tonight because Steph was back?
Not really. I mean, even when he's not out there, I still try to play my same game, and that's just try and move as much as possible on the offensive end, be a pest on defense, and hunt for great shots. And I think tonight, obviously, I had an efficient night from the field, but I played a solid game both ways on both sides of the ball, and I'm not going to go out there and I'm just trying to get my offense into the flow of the offense. You know, I'm not going to go out there and try and take the ball from Steph when he's in his zone like that, you know, going behind his back, step backs from 25 feet. So, I mean, it's a pleasure to watch, you know. I don't know if there's any guys in the league who can do that.
Clay, Damian Lillard scored 21 points in the first half. Second half, he came out. You guys held him to just 2 of 12 shooting. What was the adjustment that you and Iguodala made there in that second half?
Try to stop fouling him and send him to the free throw line. When you play a great scorer like Dame, you don't want to let him get in a good rhythm. And that's what he was in the first half. Got to give a ton of credit to my bigs in that second half, too. They are always up on the ball screens, and we made the adjustment from game two and on and game three, and that's when he was killing us with those threes off the ball screen. I thought we did a good job tonight making him play within the arc.
You had a great offensive series. You had a great defensive series. Were you more proud of one or the other?
I was just proud of my focus. I mean, I'm only able to do that if I'm really focused. And I thought these playoffs just been focused. I've just, you know, we only get one shot at this. And I'm just going to give it my all for every game. And when I play with great focus, I think, you know, sky's the limit.
Clay, you've got some guys nicked up on the team. You came through it okay, but are you a little maybe physically tired at this point? And is a break good for this team?
Break is great. Break is great. We got to stay in great shape, though. We can't just lounge around. We got to have great practices, but a lot of our guys need it, you know, recover. I feel great. You know, I'm lucky I haven't no bad injuries, and I'm just excited to get to the next round. I mean, West Finals 2 years in a row, it's been a real special, special season.
Clay, it looked like before the game started during warm-ups, you were in a rhythm. Did you feel that way, and did you feel it carry through the whole night?
Yeah, I thought I was taking good shots out there, and I got my feet under me. I felt it pregame too. My shot was going, and I mean, you know, when you see a couple go in, that always helps, especially in the early in the game, and when you get a couple easy ones around the rim, that's when I'm at my best.
Clay, got to ask you, do you have a preference, Spurs or Thunder?
It's a tough question. Both teams pose different problems. I mean, obviously you got that two-headed monster in OKC and, you know, two top five players in Durant and Westbrook, and then you got such a deep, you know, solid fundamental team in San Antonio. So, yeah, I mean, it's really a coin flip. You're not going to get any breaks playing either team.
And if the Thunder-Spurs series wraps up in 6 games, Game 1 of the conference finals will be here on Monday night at Oracle Arena. And if they go 7, it will start on Wednesday night. With this Warrior Sound game recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.